Doesn't rise, and no one tells you where you went wrong. Step out of the sun if you keep getting burned. Step out of the sun because you've learned, because you've learned. On the outside, always looking in. Well, I. Oh! It's you. Sorry, I've become obsessed with no, I'm not planning on doing anything tonight. Why? Oh, you were. Of course, you're you. No, I didn't mean anything bad by that, I'm just... Yes, the clicking you hear in the background is the server. Yes, I'm still working on that goddamn roof from like 5 hours ago. Take a break? What do you mean? I don't need... Maybe it would be useful. However... Aldrich, you wanted to talk, right? I can talk while doing this. Dude, placing, breaking, etc. It's a game. Yes, I'll talk to you. So, oh, it's about my earlier audio, isn't it? Well, what prompted it was the fact that we'd just been talking about, you know, stuff like that for a little bit. And then... Yeah, fine. You're such a dork. I know you were playing Assassin's Creed in the background. I could hear it. No, it... did not come through on the... Here, let me go check. No, it did not come through on the audio. I know how to work with the program I use, okay? Don't worry, you're safe. Your privacy's safe. Everything about you is wonderfully safe. Except maybe the fact that I'm in love with you. Because apparently, you seem to think that's causing a problem. And it might be, you might not be wrong. I'm definitely biasing my audios a lot more than I should towards, pet play and stuff. Sorry, I'm... For the clicking, I'm so sorry. I know it's loud, but... Okay, you know what? If you got a job at the lair, would you turn it down? No, you wouldn't, would you? Because it's a good opportunity. Don't give me the, yeah, but they're a small business crap. You've supported them for years. I am not obsessed, and that is not the point. The point is that this roof needs to get done, and I promised myself it would get done before I took a nap. Or slept, or any of that. Yes, I know I'm weird, babe. I love you too. The multiple clicking? Well, I have to move around the build in order to actually, well, build. Yes, I know I shouldn't be somehow using My audio is, according to you, to advertise the server that it's wrong, etc. But I'm honestly just talking to you right now, okay? Minecraft's got nothing on you. You're amazing. And yeah, you are the building blocks for something great, but at least you don't blow up and hiss in my ear and then blow up and destroy all my feelings and stuff, do you? No? No. Good. Good. You're learning. You're learning sins. The roof, I don't think it's gonna. Fine. I'll stop worrying about the roof and I'll shut up and listen to you. You want me to repeat what you're saying and stop with the damn roof? Well, the repeating part, sure. The stopping with the roof, well, not gonna happen for a little. I need to figure out how high it's gonna go after all. You're right, I can do that without actually working on it. But I also need. Okay, you win. I'm out of excuses. You. Seriously? No, I don't want another spanking. It is okay to not work on the server every now and It is okay to not work on the server every now and then, and I know it is okay. I should not let the server consume my life. Because it's bad for my mental health. Well, yes, sir, I'll shut up. Okay, I think I figured out how high it needs to be, at the very least. Are we done yet? Of course we're not. I don't know what else to tell you. Well, how about I just go ahead and read a script then? That sound good? That okay with you? It better be. Here, let me pull one up. Let's see, what's up with Gone Wild? No, that would be weird and interesting. Oh, here we go. Script offer. Consider it filled. Almost. Smiley face. This script is called. Oh, I think you'll like it. Okay. How many lines is this? It's in the 200 or 300 range. I like it. Wow, this is naughty. You might not like it, but I'm gonna do it anyway. Yes, I'm gonna do it right now. Who do you think I was? Some sort of weirdo. I love you too, master. Anyway, stop laughing. Don't make me go hoarse right before I record something, you jerk. Yes, you will get a little surprise after I am done with this script. Assuming my recording software doesn't shit again. Heard what? What do you mean the use crap? What do you mean the news? What are you talking about? Father Alexander? No, that can't be. No, do you mean Monsignor Carl? He's 77 this year. Father Alexander would be taking over the parish when he leaves. Is that what you mean? It can't. You misheard. Well, Father and I talked just last week about how much he likes it here, and how he liked talking with me in the church groups and all the others. Yes, I talk with him. I volunteer on the second and fourth Wednesdays of each month to housekeep the priest and Monsignor's quarters and make them a meal. Father Alexander would come to the kitchen and we'd talk. Occasionally, when the day was slow or if Monsignor didn't want housekeeping services, I still needed to make dinner. So Father Alexander and I would talk and play chess. It's not that weird that we talk. It's normal. Why do you judge so much? No, I'm sure you're mistaken. I'm going to see him myself. He'll straighten this all out. Then they make fun of me for wanting to do my part in the community of this church, but then they tease me for being in that role and knowing and talking with the priest and Monsignor. It's a normal thing. Just a few months ago, Monsignor Carl wished me a happy birthday and gave me that pen and paper set and thanked me for my service to the church. I'll talk with both of them. Those girls are just robes that are worn to mass. I can't believe that he's 46. He's in such good shape and so handsome and funny, and his hands are so soft and strong. That time I fell off the step stool and he picked me up and helped me because I bruised my hip. He just scooped me up off the floor and got me ice and talked to the Monsignor on my behalf so I could be excused for the day. Oh, what am I saying? It's not like I have a crush on him. They do, not me. They're just jealous. Sorry to interrupt you, Father, but you see, I was hoping to talk. What do you mean, so I've heard? No, I will not calm down. You can't really be leaving. You say it like you're here, but suddenly you're leaving. No, you lied to me. That's a sin. Is coming in for tea going to change anything? Then I don't want your tea. Oh, you can explain. Last week everything was great, and today you're gonna explain. And over tea. Fine. I'll calm down and I'll drink a cup of tea with you and listen to what you have to say. But I all think it'll be all a bad excuse. I'm sorry for yelling at you, Father. I shouldn't have done that, and I opened my mind. I should have opened my. Sorry, Father. I should have opened my mind and heart and been willing to listen to you. I was rude and not in the image of Christ, and I'm sorry for that. Let me make the tea. See, this is why I'm upset. You're so kind. You forgive me after I was rude to you, and you invite me in even after I showed up unannounced, and then, even after I was rude, you are making me tea. You can't leave us. No one else would have this much compassion and understanding. Okay, yes, I'll listen and not get worked up again. You're leaving because you can't stay here. What do you mean? You can't say or you won't say. I wouldn't understand. You told me last week that you loved it here, and this parish was so good to you, and now you're leaving, and you won't tell me why? Okay, yes, you're right. I promise not to get upset again. I'm sorry. Tell me why. Please, I just need to hear it from you so that I can understand. You told me that once the Monsignor leaves, you would take over the parish, and I never told anyone about that. You can trust me. No, Father, no, I would never judge you. Thank you. Okay, I'll listen and not judge. You're leaving because you have lust in your heart and you don't think you'd be able to contain the lust and you end up sinning? You've always told me in our talks here or in the kitchen that Jesus would understand and forgive if we truly were penitent. Penitent. Have you tried praying for the feelings to pass? You have been, and it only gets worse. Oh. Is it that Frau Bran? I know you talk with her a lot, and she does the laundry and tailoring for you and me, Monsignor. And she's divorced and about your age. She's 44 and you're 46, right? I mean, it makes sense as she's in great shape for a woman her age. My mom is jealous of her. She always tells me how she wants to know Frau Brand's secrets to being mid-40 and after a child and looking like she's a 25-year-old. And if it is her, I mean, I get it. She sees your laundry and probably has had to measure you for tailoring. That can be pretty intimate, and well, I mean, you are only human. It's not her. It's Frau Rodriguez, isn't it? I mean, her and her husband only moved here a few months ago, and rumors are she's a little flirty, and I know you've been counseling them. Did she come to you and get stuck in your head? She's American and only 23, and I know she's pretty. Heck, she's gorgeous. Her dark hair and features, her full figure, and how she's always wearing those yoga pants or short shorts. I can see what it's not her either. Are you going to make me name every lady in the congregation until I get it right? Maybe. You are not nice. It's not for a molar, is it? I know she's never married, and rumors in town is that she's lesbian, but she's always so chatty and funny and, well, sure, she's 51, but with her short hair and lithe bo or lithe body, I can, and always reading, I guess I can see that. Not her either? Who is it? Tell me, please. You'll tell me, but I need to promise to listen and not react. Okay, promise. But if you tell me it's my mom, I'm gonna throw my tea at you. Me? What do you mean, me? You have lust in your heart for me. No, you're teasing me with my flat chest and bird legs. I can't even get a boyfriend my own age, let alone a sexy priest who. I mean, what I meant to say is an attractive priest who the other girls have a crush on. Me? No, I don't have a crush. Yes, lying is a sin. Fine, okay, so you caught me. I have a little bit of crush on you, but that doesn't mean anything. First, you're a priest. It's not like anything could ever happen. And besides, you're probably like all the other guys in this stupid town. You look at me and my flat chest and figure of more like that of a 12-year-old boy than a 19-year-old woman, and you wouldn't be interested anyway. It's not like I have anything to offer anyway. The only sexual experience I have is with myself. I never told you what in oh, I didn't. It's not like shit. Fine. Yes, I've committed the sin of pleasure of the flesh with myself. Why are you laughing? You have too? But I thought priests were supposed to be celibate. Oh, well, yes, I guess that doesn't mean you can't feel want and sin. So, you've been celibate for 22 years, but that only means without a woman. You can, or you have, only 4 times in 22 years? I probably do it 4 times a week. Well, it's not like any of the boys notice or want to do it for me. When was the last time you, a week ago, and you have lunched for me. Were you thinking of me? You did? Wow. That's really. What was that? Wow. I'm really hot right now. I wish I was home alone. I can hear. What do you mean? Watch me? You've never seen a naked woman before, really? You want to see me take off the shirt? Or my jeans coming off? They're just my bra and panties for you. Is this what you imagined? But I can see that bulge in your pants. I mean, you're bursting through them. I've never seen a man either, but I could kneel down if you want. Wow, it's so thick. Oh. Sorry, I guess I got a hold of myself, or ahead of myself. Let me experience your. Let me drink your lust, Father Alexander. Why not? Is it not good? If we're going to. You want to experience it all. How does. Oh, the clasp around back. Here. You want me to leave them on. Oh, wow, calm down. Take it slow. I can feel your thick head pressing against my My pussy. Oh, Father Alexander, I want to kiss you and give you my virginities. You really want to give me yours in return? Here, let me go to the sofa and lie down. Come here. Why do you want me to leave my panties on? I even shaved my pussy this morning. Not that I thought anybody would see it besides me. Because you want to come into my pussy and know that I'm dripping and wearing your cum all day so not a drop is wasted. Oh, fuck, that's so hot. Here, let me move them aside so you can get a good look at me first. Wow, your cock is dripping and just twitched. No more teasing. I need you in me. Yes, yeah, right there. Slow. Go slow. Yes. Oh, ah! We're both not virgins anymore. Oh, God, that's so good and so full. I could never do this with myself. Me too. I can't see why something that feels so right can be a sin. Father, I should just call you Alex. Alex, I want you to make me come. Please, I know you have needs, but I want to come on you. I want to make you... make me beautiful with... I want to make you make me come with your beautiful cock. In my tight pussy and wet, too. Yes, you can suck my nipples. Oh, you like the looks of my tiny tits. I like the look of you and how good you feel in me. Here, lie down. I'll climb on top. Oh, that feels even deeper. And your mouth on my nipples. Oh, God, I need my clit massage, Alex. I guess you wouldn't know. You put your hand here and then just small circles. Yes, like that. That feels so good. Oh, that was so good. I've never come like that before. I've been so full, so pleased. Let me get you. I don't know. I've never done doggy. I'm usually on either on my back or humping a pillow. Yeah, let me turn around. Oh, that's so good. Oh, yeah, yes. Holy shit. Wow. That felt amazing. Sorry, but I just needed to come again. You want to experience more? Like you're coming? No, you want to... Yes, wow, you want to lick me, yes. Yeah, oh, your tongue feels so good on my little tits and nipples. You like the smoothness of my mound. Me too, that's why I shave it. Now, just... Oh, I guess you figured that out. No fair. I'm getting all the attention. I want you to come in me. I take a pill for that. It's okay. Or if you're more comfortable with, you could pull away and have your orgasm on my little tits. If you want to be on top, it... You want to be on top, it... Felt the best. Okay. Besides, then it'll be easier for you to pull out and coat my perky tits with all your cum. Oh, every time you enter me, I feel like my world is ending and beginning again. Oh, Father Alex. Yes. Oh, pound me. I need you to pound me. I want you to love me and feel me and fill me and take me and know me, make me yours. Let me be your pleasure. That's it. I can feel you're ready. Pull out and oh, I can feel you bursting inside of me. Yes, fill me with all 22 years of want. Fill me, oh, Father Alex. Yes, let my pussy drink every drop of your cum. Fill me. Oh, yes, Jesus, yes. That was the best thing I never had happened to me. That was amazing. So, are you still going to leave, or do you want to stay so you can bless the inside of me with your outcome weekly? I think I could find a reason to fill the housekeeping position weekly. Twice weekly, and you'll stay? I think that could be arranged. I love you, Father Alexander, and I look forward to the blessings of your staying with us. Okay, they were real laughs, okay? Fine. You want me to improv on the spot for you? Now that I'm done with the script? Yeah, sure, whatever. And describe how I'm doing what I'm doing? Oh, you kinky bitch. That basically just taking the tip of my finger and sucking it. And licking my tongue around it, putting it in my cheek. Oh, I wish you were in my mouth, dude. What do you mean there could be time made for that at Midwest? Well, you're not wrong. Oh, does this voice? No, it's got to be something like this, right? I guess so, anyway. Okay, you want a full minute of me just sucking on my finger. Whatever. No, I would go down there with it, but I am middle of my forehead. Yes, I am. Why do you think I suggested that audio? Or that punishment for me, the edging one earlier until we see again? You know. Well, I guess you're right. A minute's gone by. Okay. Well, I guess then you are amazing. You make me horny as hell. And I love you, and I'm not saying that out of lust. I'm really not. And just, you're cool. You're cool. I don't have any other way to describe it. At the con, I may want. Well, we are doing that 18 plus panel together. Yeah, the Ruby one. So, I suppose after that we could, after we get done cleaning up the panel room and stuff, of course. Well, just bring the condoms. Please. Because I feel like I do want to have sex with you, and who knows, maybe there can be flat titty sucking. I don't think you know how annoying it is, Master, to, may I be frank? Thank you, sir. I don't think you know how annoying it is, sir, to be in the middle of your period and not want to make a mess in your amazing sound room. And generally just get horny from almost every single script you read and basically do audiobook porn as a hobby. Okay. You're happy now? You're happy because I admitted my- I do not have- Yes, I have faults. But yeah, I guess, I don't know. I really don't know. ow, my eye, ow. Okay, I think I should get my eye looked at. Or at least not open it for like a minute. So, you don't want to see me like this, so, I love you too.